This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel attacked Iran on Friday local time, U.S. media outlets reported, citing unnamed U.S. officials. The AP's Ben Thomas reports that Iranian media are reporting explosions across the country.
Iran has fired air defense batteries across several provinces after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan. That word from the state-run news agency. One government official suggests sites may have been targeted by drones. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Iran also grounded commercial flights in Tehran and across areas of its western and central regions. The reports come amid high tensions following Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel. Isfahan is home to a major airbase for Iran's military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, not through UN action. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly back in 2012. And more than 100 Columbia University students in New York were arrested Thursday, culminating months of on-and-off student protests on campus since the October 7th war between Israel and Hamas began. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reporting some Republican leaders are moving ahead with plans to pass a foreign aid package, which could cost House Speaker Mike Johnson his job.
Johnson has a plan for advancing the package that's been held up since October and is shrugging off threats from some Republicans to yank the speaker's gavel if he does.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
While Democrats like Jim McGovern say it's long past time.
And our allies have been waiting and waiting and waiting.
It's becoming clear Johnson will need Democrat help to not only pass the bills, but keep his job. Some have said they will help vote down any motion to oust Johnson. Other Republicans, like House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul, say approving the aid is vital.
We are at a real pivotal point in history.
He says scenes of people fleeing Ukraine evoke Hitler's rise to power.
This is 1939 all over again.
Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on a disrupted cyber crime operation in England.
British Metropolitan Police have said they've managed to seize the LabHost site. LabHost was a website which, for a monthly fee, allowed users to create fraudulent websites designed to steal users' personal information. More than 2,000 criminals were able to trick up to 70,000 British victims into revealing personal information, such as bank account details and passwords. The director of the NCA's National Economic Crime Centre, Adrian Searle, says this is one of several foiled cyber fraud operations in Britain.
Yes, this is a big problem, but we're taking very significant activity against it.
Karen Chamas, London.
A 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing two Christian clerics during a church service in Sydney, Australia, has been charged with committing a terrorist offense. The teen spoke in Arabic about the Prophet Muhammad being insulted after he allegedly stabbed the bishop and a reverend during Monday night's service, which was being streamlined live. The bishop released an audio statement Thursday saying that he was doing fine and that he forgave his attacker. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted clemency to more than 4,000 prisoners, including some on death row, in an Independence Day amnesty. The amnesty coincided with the country's 44th anniversary of independence from white minority rule on Thursday. Zimbabwe gained independence in 1980 following a bloody bush war. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.